There's been a lot of talk about the threat that the Chinese government poses on U.S. agriculture, but one ag leader spoke before Congress this week to share with lawmakers just how serious those threats have become. C.J. Miller kicks us off.
Do you believe that food and agriculture sector is adequately prepared for and possesses the ability to respond to a major cyber attack against our key suppliers in the ag industry?
No, we are not.
And that's Kip Thom, Indiana farmer and former U.S. ambassador to the U.N. agencies for food and agriculture, answering a question from Congressman Brad Finstad during a hearing held Wednesday before the House Ag Committee on Chinese threats to U.S. agriculture. Thom says he's extremely concerned about cybersecurity and that the Chinese government may be looking to hijack our computer systems and hold our data for ransom.
Farming operations could be halted by ransomware attacks demanding payments to restore access to essential digital systems. And we all can remember the ransom attacks on JBS several years ago, which disrupted the entire supply chain from livestock production operations to the consumer's dinner table. The $11 million ransom was paid, but the cost to JBS and the agricultural supply chain was many multiples greater.
Thom also shared a personal experience about Chinese nationals who were here in the U.S. stealing ag research information and then sending it back to China.
The Chinese have targeted proprietary farming data, such as crop yield data, seeding or fertilizer algorithms, breeding information, and biotechnology research, which will lead to a loss of competitive advantage for the United States. I have seen this firsthand in the seed production industry. Several Chinese nationals were stealing proprietary seeds in our area from production fields and shipping them back to China. These Chinese nationals were caught and convicted, but how many were not caught?
Thom said that the Chinese government is also making every attempt to spy on the USDA, as well as our top ag businesses.
The Chinese are creative in their attempts to steal as much information as possible from as many sources as possible from the USDA FSA offices to our industries and from any conduit that flows data or conversations.
Eric Pfeiffer has more now on Ambassador Thom's testimony this week before the House Ag Committee.
All right, CJ, thanks. In addition to cyber threats, Thom told lawmakers that China has a stronghold on manufacturing products that are essential to agriculture, with 70% of all crop nutrition products coming from China.
This is a national security threat to the United States and our allies. Imagine if they shut off our supply. Without crop protection products or crop nutrients, yields will decrease, requiring substantially more land to maintain current production levels. The economic impact to farmers, consumers, and our nation would have devastating consequences. This would lead to higher consumer prices and food insecurity in the United States and around the world.
And Thom added that China has been using agriculture to strengthen their control over the U.S. and other countries around the world.
Xi Jinping and the Chinese Communist Party recognize the importance of food in relation to their position of power in the world. The CCP's goal is to reshape the world order through their control of the BRIC nations, global trade, and the Belts and Road Initiative, all to attain economic superiority over the United States and our allies. To meet these goals, they are strategically growing their agriculture production domestically and globally at the expense of the United States.
And Thom pressed lawmakers to do more in response to those threats from China.
The Chinese are strategically attempting to build their dominance in the world over food systems. These moves are coming at the expense of American innovation, but are amplified by our burdensome regulatory environment. The people in these chambers on this Hill need to take action to bring our supply chains home, protect our innovation, and increase our funding for research and development. Now is the time for a national strategy for our agricultural and food systems. If not, America could once again face food insecurity like we did 100 years ago.
I'm Eric Pfeiffer.